Good evening and welcome to the March 23rd regular council meeting. We will begin the meeting by standing and inviting Pastor Jim Glessny with the Victory Lutheran Church to offer the invocation, after which Mr. Steve Aikido will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I invite you to take time for prayer. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honesty in the workplace, truth in education, and honor in daily life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Almighty God, we lift up before you all who govern this state, but especially this council here in Mesa. Bless our mayor, John Giles, Dave Richens, Alice Finter, Dennis Kavanaugh, Christopher Glover, David Luna, and Kevin Thompson. We lift up before you today, especially in light of the events of this past week, our law enforcement officials, firefighters, paramedics, and indeed all city employees who faithfully do their jobs and serve this community. May all who hold power and may those who have service jobs understand that it is a trust from you. Give us the grace, Lord, to live together in unity and in peace. We ask your blessing upon this agenda this day, the discussions and the actions that will be taken that will enhance the life of all who live here in Mesa. We pray this prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Glessny and Mr. Aikido. Pastor, I particularly appreciate your thoughtful recognition of our public service personnel this week. It was a scary week for Mesa, Arizona, but we're very proud of our city's response to the challenges that we experienced last week, and I appreciate your thoughtful prayer. The next item on our agenda is awards and recognitions, and we do have a proclamation. We have one item on the awards and recognitions agenda tonight. We are proclaiming April as Fair Housing Month. Here to tell us more, our Diversity and Neighborhood Outreach Administrator Ruth Giese and Community Revitalization Coordinator Dennis Newburn. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor and Council, this evening. In April, we come together as a community and as a nation to celebrate Fair Housing Month. And April 11th marks the 47th anniversary of the passage of the Fair Housing Act of 1968, which sought to eliminate discrimination in housing opportunities and to affirmatively further housing choices for all Americans. The City of Mesa is committed to supporting programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities. By continuing to promote equality in the community and planning partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every resident in Mesa has the right to fair housing. We have had quite a bit of construction in the last several years, and we as a city have helped to get that going by awarding federal grant funds to projects such as La Mesita, Desert Leaf Apartments, Save the Family Escobedo Apartments, Legacy on Main Apartments, and a New Leaf Autumn House Homeless Services, all of whom have active fair housing guidelines. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ruth. I'll join you now and join you for a photo opportunity and present the proclamation to you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. And thanks you to Ruth and Dennis for the good work you do in our community and on the city staff with the fair housing issues. We appreciate it. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. I do have One indication to pull a consent item from the public. I don't believe there's any, we just met and the council doesn't have any items they'd like to have pulled, but there is an indication from someone on the who's present wants to speak on agenda item 6A, so we will be removing that from the consent agenda. So, Mr. Christopher, please proceed with reading the remainder of the consent agenda.
Okay. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Looking Glass Youth and Family Services Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 28th, 43 West 6th Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for a New Leaf Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 10th, 10,100 block of East Ray Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for a New Leaf Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, May 1st, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 24th, 53 North McDonald. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Sun Sounds Foundation, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 18th, 2330 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for the CARE Fund, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 18th, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for One Stop Food Mart and Deli, 1620 West University Drive. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for citywide temporary agency worker services for the Human Resources Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of term contract for pre-sort mail services for the Business Services Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase a disk backup system for the Information Technology Department. Item 4D, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for legal process services for the photo safety program as requested by the Police Department. Item 4E has been removed from the agenda. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase 350 replacement self-contained breathing apparatus and related equipment for the Mesa and Superstition Fire and Medical Departments. 90% of the contract is grant-funded from FEMA and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The rest of the funding is from the Mesa Fire and Medical Department operating budget and the Superstition Fire and Medical District. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase a hosted event booking solution for the Arts and Culture and Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Departments. Item 4H, act on three-year term contract for deceased animal collection services for the Neighborhood Outreach Animal Control Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for refurbishing and galvanizing services for traffic signal poles for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4J, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for electric motors, purchases and repairs, rewinds for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on three-year term contract for pool and valve boxes for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Water Resources and Energy Resources Departments. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for asphalt materials for the Transportation, Energy, and Water Resources Departments. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase one replacement medium-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase one replacement wheel loader for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4O, act on contract for Dobson Ranch Library Improvements for the Library Services Department. Item 4P, act on contract for the Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant. Funding is available from 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4Q, act on pre-construction services contract for construction manager at risk for Fire Station 203. The project is funded by the 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving modified fees and charges for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 5B, act on resolution to extinguish a temporary easement for drainage at 1740 South Country Club Drive. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept reallocated grant funds for equipment, training, and planning for the fire department's rapid response team. Item 5D, act on resolution to extinguish portions of multiple easements located on the property at 2318 South Country Club Drive. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into six wireless antenna licenses with Verizon Wireless LLC and approving a form license for future Verizon Wireless installations on city assets in the rights of way and public easements. Item 6A has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Title 6, Police Regulations, Chapter 22, Convenience Stores, Sections 2, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, for the purposes of simplification and clarification. Item 8A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Riverview Village, 1008, 1058, 1060, and 1102 West McCollin Road, east of the southeast corner of the 202 Freeway and Alma School Road. Item 8B, Act on Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication for Mountain Bridge, East McKellops Road, the 8800 to 9300 blocks of East McKellops Road, located east and west of Ellsworth Road. Item 8C, Act on Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication for Mountain Bridge, North Ellsworth Road, the 1600 to 2400 blocks of North Ellsworth Road, located north of Brown Road and south of McDowell Road. Item 9A, Act on Resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Villages of Country Club, LLC, to facilitate development of the property located at 1367 South Country Club Drive. Item 9B, pursuant to the resolution provided to the City Council at the March 23rd study session, Act on Final Subdivision Plat for Villages at Country Club Amended 2, 130 to the 150 block of West Southern Avenue and the 1300 to 1400 blocks of South Country Club Drive. This is located south of Southern Avenue and east of Country Club Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
So whether or not our electronic system is working, it should work now. Okay. Thank you very much. Has there been a motion? There has been a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
Nope.
There is not. Okay. We'll do that by voice. Thank you. Mr. Kavanaugh has moved for approval. Mr. Luna has seconded. All in favor or opposed, please cast your vote. Apparently that's not working. So let's do a voice vote. All in favor of the consent agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda that was removed from the consent agenda is agenda item 6A, zoning case 15-0292 or Z15-007 in District 4. It's located 108 East 2nd Avenue and 161 South Serine, located south of Main Street on the east side of Serine. 0.97 plus or minus acres. It's to rezone from DR2 to DB1 biz with a council use permit and site plan modification. This request will allow for the limited expansion of an existing substance abuse and detoxification treatment center. Mark Bowker, the Pixelux Laboratory LLC applicant, Philip Westbrook owner, a yes vote will be for denial of the zoning case as recommended by the Planning and Zoning Board. The case was recommended for denial by staff and also on a 6-0 vote from the Planning and Zoning Board. I do have two cards on this item. The first is from Mr. Philip Westbrook. Mr. Westbrook, I'd invite you forward. Please state your address, your name and your address for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very much. Council members, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Philip Westbrooks. I'm the owner of the River Source Treatment Center here in Mesa, 108 East 2nd Avenue. And I'm here before you to ask for support on this item. Basically, our goal is to improve the neighborhood. We have a home that is uninhabitable. It needs some type of improvement. We came forward to do that. The city staff has been very helpful in trying to guide us through that process, but I believe there's some type of system in place where we would have to rezone in order to improve the home, and that's not our request. We do not, you know, request a rezoning. We just want to improve the current facility. It is with some increase in footage in terms of the building, and maybe that's a part of it as well. But you know, that our main goal is just to improve, you know, our property and to continue to beautify the neighborhood, and so that's why we're here before you. We're willing to sign a development agreement stating that, you know, this property would maintain or stay under the current uses that it is, so that We don't have any problems in terms of having a rezoning where it allows some other type of use that's not allowed right now. We did meet with the neighborhood a couple of months back, and the main concern from the neighbors at that time was the rezoning, that it would allow for some uses that they are not comfortable with. And we don't want any of those uses. We want to continue to provide the services that we currently provide. And so we're willing to sign a development agreement to state that and have it on the record and so forth. That's basically the summary and overview of it. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Westbrook. Council, any questions or discussion? I'm sorry?
I have questions for Mr. Wesley.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. Please ask your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley. Mr. Westbrook talks about the possibility of a development agreement. Have you had discussions about that? Is that something that could encompass issues that might help resolve some of the concerns of the neighbor and allow improvement of the facility at the same time?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, yes, as we discussed this case with Mr. Westbrook, that's one of the options that was discussed and reviewed by staff and discussed with the Planning and Zoning Board. If we were to move forward with this, with the rezoning, that would be a recommendation that a development agreement be included. That would then restrict the uses to the uses currently permitted in the existing DR2 zoning, with the only exception being the use permit for the social service facility. We had, even with that, some concerns because of the existing nonconforming nature of the use and the previous desire not to see it expand. And so that's where we still came to the conclusion that the expansion and doing that would not be consistent with the plans for the area.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Council, any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Westbrooks.
Thank you, Mayor, mm-hmm. Council members.
We also have a request to speak from Augustine Gastelum. Please state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
Augustine Gastelum, or Augie for short, 157 East 2nd Avenue. I live across the street from this facility, and they have been a good neighbor. I've met with them and said this to them. But looking at the future of that neighborhood, looking at all the plans that have been developed over the past 8 to 10 years regarding downtown and really this central main corridor, this expansion, the change of use, all of it kind of goes against everything that that a lot of you on council, a lot of residents and citizens of Mesa have been working towards. And in the West Main Plan, this particular neighborhood is actually specified as a residential maintenance or neighborhood maintenance to make sure that we keep it as residential. And even though River Source has expressed that they would sign this development agreement, this starts to drift away from this maintenance of a residence or of a residential neighborhood. Myself, along with a group of folks who have signed a petition that was submitted to Planning and Zoning, are requesting that you keep in with the same decision that the Planning and Zoning Board and that staff has recommended and deny the application. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gastelum. Council, any additional questions or discussion?
Move to approve the denial.
Okay. Motion has been made, and I think we're going to have to do this by voice vote given the electronic limitations we have. So motion has been made to approve the denial. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Finter. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. The motion passes unanimously, and the result is the denial of the zoning application. Mr. Westbrook, please don't be too offended. We appreciate you. We know you've been a tremendous community servant here and in Chandler, and we respect what you're doing, but apparently this isn't the right use for that piece of property. The next item on our agenda is item 10, items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. It's been moved and seconded by Mr. Luna and Mr. Kavanaugh. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.